What you've tried to do is to find a way of building those homes that doesn't just take away the beach for other people, actually, but actually create a public space out of that where people are feeling like the beach still belongs to all of folks, and there's a few more houses that sit alongside that. So what we've tried to do is not to build lots of individual homes with small gardens that very much shout, you know, I own the beach, but actually sort of say we would like to unify the houses into something that forms larger crescents that form public shingle beaches in between. So the first phase very much is the start of that journey. It's the smallest part of the site, closest to the least lift. And so it's the tiniest of the lands. What we've tried to do is basically liberate parts of the site and leave it open for future kind of planting. And that's what you see in the moment. There's slightly taller ends, and then there's townhouses that sit along facing the beach side with a private garden at the back.
Right, sure. So there's lots to obviously kind of think about then, really. And so what's the kind of response been from people that you've spoken to today?
I think generally everybody today and also in the previous consultation, the master plan, I think agreed that the scheme now is quite a big step up from, I think, where the scheme was kind of 3 or 4 years ago, where I think the scheme felt like it had taken the whole site, whereas I think now we've taken something back. Also, I think people have a lot more confidence in the Folkestone Harbour Company kind of actually making a great job of it, as I think people have seen what Folkestone Harbour Company has done in the station and on the viaduct and in the wider context of the harbour arm. So I think, you know, the boardwalk or the levelling have started to kind of show people how it could actually start to feel like. And when you walk along the boardwalk now, you already see in the topography some of the shadows of the crescent. So you start to get some idea as to how big the buildings will be and how they feel like. So I think people are a lot more confident that something will happen. And this is actually finally now the time where things will really kick off.